FDNY711 or visit fidelescare.org.
100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's Tuesday. The time is 8:46, and we have a nice night out for you coming up.
From WHUD, actor Barry Bostwick is at Ridgefield Playhouse this Saturday night for a 45th anniversary screening of the cult classic, The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
As every year goes on, I can answer less and less questions about what happened 45 years ago.
Well, what do you remember? What's your biggest memory of making that movie?
Being cold, wet, and miserable.
Why was that?
Because we made it in the middle of winter. And it was a low-budget film, and I was in my underwear most of the film, and every time we had to do a scene, they would come up and spray me with cold water so that it would all match. We were shooting in an old castle that had no heat. The only thing that kept us all warm was the love of the work that we were doing, the camaraderie that we were all involved in. But it is historically, and I'm not the only one who said this, it was a very miserable shooting experience, but you know, again, I say it's a low-budget film. It was close to only $1 million, which was not a lot of money for a musical. There weren't any toilets on the set. What can I say? It was miserable.
But it brought us so much joy. Now, how did it turn into this audience participation thing?
There's a lot of different stories about how it actually started. But I think Sal Piro, who was a guy who was in the 8th Street Playhouse downtown New York, had a whole bunch of friends, and they used to come to see the show every midnight until one time I think he stood up and started feeling like he could run the place. And then some of his friends started dressing up, and then he started coming up with callbacks to the screen. And it all just grew from there. And, people, first of all, were just dancing in the aisles, and then somebody would be dressed like Frankenfurter and get up and mime what was going on in the film. And then it just grew and grew and grew until these shadow casts developed all over the world of actors who do the whole show in front of the movie and encourage the audience to throw stuff at them and yell at the screen and basically just have a hell of a good time.
So now are you going to be at Ridgefield Playhouse in your underwear and with buckets of water thrown on you, or you're beyond that now?
I will be in my underwear. I'm not sure I will be showing them. I do some conventions occasionally during the year. I sell underwear and sign them to people because I had this brilliant idea that people would be interested in my underwear. And amazingly, they actually are. And if they only knew that I bought them at Target the day before in a package of 14, they would probably think twice about it. And I have a little sign in front of it saying, buy my underwear, I've got two kids in college. And it works. It works every time.
Now, do you sign it with a particular phrase?
My character, his moniker was, damn it, Janet, I love you. And I'll say, damn it, Carol, or whoever it is, I love you on the underwear. And there aren't many actors out there who can get away with signing their underwear for $50 a pop.
You are unique, and we can't wait to see you when you come to town.
Well, thank you. If I meet you, and if you want to see my underwear, you just go right ahead. I'll show them to you.
Thank you, Barry. So, you know, back in the day, I saw Rocky Horror Picture Show double digits, not 20, but more than 12.
Really?
Yeah, that was the thing. You went every weekend.
You went every weekend. Wow.
And the gang would stop at my house, and I was in charge of the toast and the bell. We had a bell on the outside of our house that had to come. I had to ring the bell, had to throw the toast, had to toilet paper. Crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, they're still doing it today. They're going to do it Saturday night.
As well they should. This is something that should just
go
be
on forever.
For all times.
Yeah.
And caller 7, Rocky Horror Picture Show, you see the film, and then you have a Q&A with Barry Bostwick.
Absolutely.
Played Brad and his tidy whities. And caller 7, go enjoy.
All right, call number 7. If you haven't won in 30 days, you're eligible. 1-877-274-9483.